And remember, the election is November 3rd. So with that, we did a drawing beforehand to determine the sequence of open and closing statements. And Frank is going to go first.
Thank you, Steve. Good evening and welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming to the 2015 candidate debate. I always struggle with, you know, what I want to say and being heard, and so I thought for tonight's opening statement, you know, it's an interesting predicament to be in, and you know, I have the honor of having served you the past 3 years, and I'm looking forward to doing that opportunity again. But you know, when you list out your accomplishments and such, you know, it's interesting with the article that was posted already that there's been all kinds of comments that come back and such. And I thought, well, I need to try to do something differently this time around. And I thought rather than articulating my thoughts on a subject in an opening statement, I thought I'd borrow from a friend of mine. Some of you may not be aware that I was named the 2015 Community Person of the Year by the Penobscot Bay Regional Chamber of Commerce back in February. And I had the privilege of receiving that award from the Small Business Person of the Year for the Penobscot Bay Regional Chamber of Commerce and the State of Maine Small Business Administration, Heidi Van Orsneel, who's a born and raised Rockland girl. And so I thought, instead of opening with my words, I'd open with hers from that night back in February. And so this is Heidi's comments. I feel extremely honored to be asked to present this very prestigious Community Person of the Year Award to this very deserving individual. This person has the heart of Midcoast Maine in all that he does. This year's winner has truly shared his passion to help make Penobscot Bay Region a better place to live and visit with everyone he comes in contact with. He and his partner moved here from away over 10 years ago. Just because he's from away doesn't lessen the amount of love he has for our community. Since arriving in Rockland, this person was founding member of Rockland Main Street, chairman of the Rockland Economic Development Advisory Committee, and Rockland Comprehensive Planning Commission. He has also served as a member at large of Rockland's Board of Assessment Review. In 2012, he was elected to Rockland City Council. But that is not all he has done. He joined the board of directors of the chamber in 2006 and served as their president in 2012. It was through his involvement in the chamber that he became particularly involved in the cruise industry and has worked tirelessly to make the Midcoast a port of choice for cruise ships traveling throughout New England. As one of the key organizers of Pies on Parade, he has promoted the Midcoast region on TV, radio, and in local, regional, and national papers and publications. This promotion has resulted in creating a busy retail weekend for shops, restaurants, and hotels during our slowest time of the year. He has proven the Midcoast is truly a year-round destination. Not to be forgotten, this event has raised over $100,000 for our local food pantry and heating assistance program. I have seen firsthand through his business the Lime Rock Inn, the passion our award winner has for our area, and I am not the only one to see it. The guests of the inn return year after year to visit a wonderful area due to his outstanding hospitality, love for our towns, a love he is not afraid to tell anyone about. I'm extremely honored and proud to present the Community Person of the Year Award to one of my best friends and our mayor, Frank Iskanitis. So I thought this evening I just wanted to give you someone else's perspective about me to start the evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Now, Debbie.
Hello, everybody. I gave everyone a folder tonight, and of course, did I give you one? I wanted to tell you what was in it. I got really upset when the power plant came to town, and I did a lot of research this summer.
Debbie?
About the different...
You need to, the people at home won't be able to hear
you. Oh, they can't hear me?
Buy a mic.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what I'm trying to say is I did a lot of research for you. I researched the Gainesville, Florida, which is a James Gordon deal. We're dealing with James Gordon here in Maine, in Rockland, that started out as a $200 million power plant and ended up a $3.1 billion power plant that they can't run. Then there's the piece written by a little woman getting her graduate degree in social justice, Nina Estrella Luna. She studied Chelsea, Massachusetts when James Gordon came in with EMI. Another incredible story. And then the third one, I researched what happened here in Rockland. And I wrote it down because I think we got snookered with that deal. And I think I needed to write it down because it upset me. I didn't feel like that our city manager did his best to connect us to the conversation. And I think it got fast-tracked through. And then I think there was a big silence. So I wrote about it. The other pages are Dr. Robert Howarth, who talks about how bad fracking is. He's considered the preeminent source on the subject. And then there's a great letter by Nathan Davis, who represents to me the hope of the city, because he's young, he's intelligent, and he's thinking about democracy. And then there's also the minutes from that meeting on the 29th and the 30th. That was very, very upsetting for me, and it's what brought me here tonight. I'm not running for city council for anything so much as I want the city charter to come back in style. I feel like the city charter has just really been trampled, and the more disconnected I become from what's going on here, the more I notice the city charter is being ignored. So that's kind of why I'm standing up here in front of you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. And now it's time for questions. So.